بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. May 10, 2014. Today I would like to say something in fragments. You know, there are some negative reporting about some teachings of Islam, but all these negative reporting is based on misgiving, misunderstanding. The basic reason is that people fail to differentiate between Islam and Muslims. They see something in the life of Muslims and they take it as a teaching of Islam, but it is wrong. Today I want to clarify some points of this kind. First of all, there is a great misunderstanding about peace and war. Mostly people believe that Islam is a religion of violence, while it is not. Islam is a religion of peace. All the teachings of Islam are based on peace. Even the word Islam has a connotation of peace. So those Muslims who are engaged in violence, their case is case of deviation. I would refer very important teaching of Islam in this regard. All these people who are engaged in violence, they are non-state actors or NGOs, and it is very important to know that in Islam war is a prerogative of state. No group or agency other than state is allowed to use arms. It means that all those non-state actors who are engaged in violence, they are terrorists. Because no institution other than a state is allowed to use arms in Islam. So in this regard, the teaching of Islam is very clear. Then there are some misgivings regarding women. Once I happened to meet a retired justice. He said that greatest wrong teaching in Islam is that Islam degrade women. I said, this is completely misunderstanding. In Islam, women enjoy the same status that is meant for men. Men and women both are equal according to Islamic teachings. Here I will give you two references, one from Quran and second from Hadith. In the chapter 3, that is Al Imran, there is a reference of men and women. In this Quranic verse, it is mentioned that Ba'dukum min Ba'd. Ba'dukum min Ba'd. It means that you are members one of another. So men and women both are equal. Then there is a hadith. In this hadith, Prophet of Islam has said, An-nisa'u shaqa'iqur rijal. It means that men and women both are two equal halves of a single unit. I think it is the best expression of gender equality. Then there are some other aspects. For example, regarding philanthropy or charity, Islam greatly emphasized to do charity and philanthropy. There are many verses in the Quran, also in Hadith, that emphasize the importance of charity. In Islam, the word for this, the equivalent word for charity is marhama. Watawasaw bil haqq wa watawasaw bil marhama. Marhama has the same meaning that we know today as philanthropy or charity. So Islam greatly emphasizes on charity and philanthropy. And there is a verse that tells us that in your earning, there is a right of those people who are deprived. Who are deprived. Then there is a institution of zakat. It is obligatory for Muslim state to establish Baitul Mal. And in Baitul Mal, they must acquire zakat, that is a portion of every believer's earning. So zakat is meant for those people who are deprived people. There is a hadith, تُوْخَذُ مِنْ أَغْرِيَائِكُمْ وَتُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ فُقْرَائِكُمْ. It means that this is the best definition of zakat. It means that it is to take from rich people and return it to poor people. This is the zakat. So it is an important institution in Islam that is called zakat or Baitul Mal. Then there is a problem. Then there is a question about justice. According to Islam, justice is very important teaching. I can say that there are two basic teachings of Islam. Tawheed and Adl. Tawheed means oneness of God. And Adl means justice. So in terms of ideology, the most important teaching is Tawheed. And in terms of social obligations, Justice is the most important teaching of Islam. Justice is everyone's duty as well as the duty of state to establish justice, social justice and justice in all walk of life. Someone asked me about organ donation. There is a misgiving on this regard. Some Muslims have issued a fatwa that organ donation is like musla, so it is not allowed in Islam. But it is wrong. Musla means disfigurement. Disfigurement is not allowed in Islam. But organ donation is not disfigurement. Organ donation is very honorable contribution from a person to other person. It had nothing to do with disfigurement. There is a very important teaching in Islam that is called Sadaqatun Jariya. Sadaqatun Jariya means continued charity. It means that that kind of donation which is continued after donor's death. For example, if you build a bridge, it will last after your death. So it gives this your services even after your death. So this is Sadaqa Jariya. Organ donation falls in this category. I think that organ donation is best of Sadaqa Jariya. It is completely wrong to say that Sadaqa Jariya, it is completely wrong to say that organ donation is like musla. It is completely wrong. Musla is disfigurement. So if you are involved in this kind of practice, that is unlawful in Islam. But organ donation is not musla. Organ donation is very, very respectable act. It has nothing to do with musla. So I think that all these misgivings are part of Muslim practice, is not part of Islam. I would say that a very important formula, it is very important to know the difference between Islam and Muslims. I would say that you have to differentiate between Islam and Muslims. You have to judge Muslims in the light of Islamic teaching and not vice versa. So all these negative reporting is based on misunderstanding. Then there is a widespread misunderstanding that Islam does not allow freedom of thought, freedom of expression. Because if Muslims see any book, any statement, even in a cartoon, that is against their religion, they protest and organize demonstration. Even they try to kill those persons. But it is not Islam. Islam gives total freedom, with the only exception that you are not indulged in violence. If you follow peaceful method, then you are allowed. You can exercise your freedom. I would like to say that freedom is a sacred right given to every human being by God Almighty. The creation plan of God is based on freedom. So freedom is given by God Almighty directly to every human being. No one can abolish freedom. No one has right to abolish freedom. Even any Muslim state has no right to abolish freedom. So the only condition is that you exercise your freedom without harming any others. If you are peaceful, you are not inflicting any harm, then you are free to exercise your freedom. According to my study, freedom of expression is a sacred right of every human being. And this right is given by God Almighty directly. So who can abolish this right? I would like to add that Islam is a religion of nature, Deenul Fitra. Islam is a religion of nature, Deenul Fitra. So all those things that are natural, they're part of Islam, including freedom. Freedom is a part of nature. Without freedom, there is no progress, no development. If you abolish freedom, then it will lead to intellectual stagnation. It will stop all kinds of progress. So it is completely unnatural, against the laws of nature, to curb people's freedom. So Islam is a religion of nature, and all those things that are good for human being, that is part of Islam. So I would like to say that if you want to know what is Islam, you have to see the scriptures, that is Quran and Sunnah. Don't see the Muslim practices. Muslim practices are not source of Islam. The text of Quran and Sunnah is the source of Islam. I happened to meet some people who talk against Islam. When I asked them, "Have you read Quran and Sunnah?" They said no. I said that, "Why you are talking against Islam? If you never studied Quran, if you never studied Sunnah, then first of all you have to go through the Quran. Then you are right to form your opinion about Islam." The very first verse of the Quran is Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. It means that Quran wants anyone to live in positivity. The spirit of Alhamd is to live with positive mind. So I think that greatest value in Islam is to keep your positivity in every situation. And where you are positive, you are free of violence. Positivity and violence cannot go together. I can say I've studied Islam from its original sources, and I can say that Islam is a religion of peace, religion of brotherhood, religion of fraternity, religion of love, religion of justice. All these things are necessary part of Islam. You know, Islam is a religion that have a preserved text. Quran is a preserved text. So first of all, you have to see the Quran. Before going through the Quran, you have no right to form your opinion about Islam. About myself, I can say that I have formed my opinion about Islam by reading directly from this original language, that is Arabic. But there are translations available in every language. We are living in the age of printing press, and now the translations of the Quran are available in every language, in English, in French, in German, in every major language. So it is very easy for anyone to have a copy from your nearest bookshop or from your library. Even Quran is available on the internet. So it is very easy to have direct information about Islam. I would say that we are living in the age of information. So, in this age, it is not good to form your opinion by rumors, by only seeing media. You have to gather your information directly from the direct sources. I think that it is very easy to understand Islam, because in everywhere the translations are available. Everywhere, in every school, every college, every library, every workshop, every bookshop. So I think that it is all good to form your opinion without going through the Quran and Hadith. About myself, I can say that I have studied all the religions, all the major religions. Although I am a practicing Muslim, but I have no bias against any religion. I was born in a Muslim family, and I am a practicing Muslim, but I have no bias against any religion. I have studied all the religions, and I think it is very useful to study all the religions. It is not good for anyone to develop bias against any religion or any other culture, any tradition. I think that if you want to live according to your religion, you have to know also, you have to study other religions also. That will help you. And I can say about myself that when I studied all the religions, that proved to be helpful for me to be a good Muslim. I think that Islam and also all the religions advocate love, compassion, peace, tolerance, positive thinking, etc. So although I am a Muslim, but I love all human beings. All human beings. I don't think that there is this categorization is good, that he is Muslim, he is kafir. I never use word kafir. Everyone is human being. This kind of categorization is also un-Islamic, that this is Muslim, this is kafir. But if you read Quran, you will find that Quran uses again and again al-insan, an-nas. So according to Islamic teaching, every human being is insan. Those who believe in Dal Kufr or Dal Islam, they are not good representative of Islam. There is no Dal Kufr. The whole world is Dal Insan. I don't believe in this kind of terminology. There is no Dal Kufr, there is no Dal Harb, there is no Dal Islam. The whole world is Dal Insan. This kind of categorization is not mentioned in the Quran or Hadith. This kind of categorization developed only in later period of history. It is not mentioned in the Quran and Hadith. According to Quran, the whole world is Dal Insan. This is the result of my study. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
मौलाना कुछ कमेंट्स आए हैं. राजिया ने लिखा है मौलाना मेड इट वेरी क्लियर दैट नॉट अबॉलिशिंग फ्रीडम इज पार्ट ऑफ गॉड्स प्लान टू क्रिएट चैलेंज इन दिस वर्ल्ड एंड इंश्योर दैट मैन कॉन्स्टेंटली स्ट्राइव्स टू डेवलप हिमसेल्फ बाय फेसिंग दैट चैलेंज. मौलाना दिस इज एन अमेजिंग पॉइंट. फ्रीडम इज द सेक्रेड राइट ऑफ एवरी ह्यूमन बींग given by God Almighty. मौलाना कलीम साहब का क्वेश्चन लेते हैं. उन्होंने लिखा है कि I have already signed up with driving license department that at the time of my death they can take as many organs as needed from my body. मौलाना is this allowed in Islam?
Yes. Yes. There is no doubt about it. There is no doubt about it. It is infaq, it is sadqa jariya. According to Islamic teaching, we have to live in our society as a giver member of our society. And sadqa jariya is also a phenomenon of giving. Try to live as a giver of society. And Arga Doshan is also a part of this kind of living.
Molana Muslima Apa ne bhi ek comment bheja hai. Unhone likha hai. Molana, you said that what is natural is Islam. Does this mean that anything that is unnatural is not Islam?
Yes, yes. Your point is a very good point. What is unnatural is against Islam. And what is natural, that is part of Islam. It is very good.
Mulana Razia ne question bheja hai ki, why despite being so powerless, man has this false notion of being powerful.
I think it is misuse of freedom. Although no one can abolish the freedom, although they know that they cannot abolish freedom, but they try to abolish their freedom. For example, everywhere Muslims have against of Satmi Rasul. What they call Satmi Rasul. Every Muslim is against of this. They protest, they acknowledge demonstration, they issue fatwa to kill these people, but they fail. They try to abandon this practice, but they have failed. Completely failed. So it is in a human habit to do something that they cannot do. There is misuse of freedom.
Maulana, normally people think that philanthropy is only possible with those people who have wealth. What about those people who do not possess material wealth? Can they also do philanthropy?
Yes. There is a hadith that Kalabai Khair is also a charity. There is a hadith that if you have no money, if you have nothing in material terms, then show your love towards others. Say, give them good advice. And be well-wisher to others. There is also charity. It is a hadith. If you are well-wisher to others by heart, then there is also a good charity.
Maulana, Iqbal Umri Sahab ne bhi bheja hai ek sawal. Unhone likha hai, Maulana Sahab, you mentioned in your lecture just now that Islam is based on Tawheed and Adl. Yani justice. Please explain us, what do you mean by justice and how can we act just in our life? Iske bare mein bataye.
According to Islam, justice is a high human character, but justice cannot be imposed. Islam advocates that everyone should follow justice. But it is not allowed in Islam that you try to impose justice on others. It is not an item of imposition. It is an item of self-following. You have to follow justice in your life. It is not good to try to impose justice on others. That will create violence. That will create confrontation. So this will lead to injustice. If you try to impose justice by force, that will lead to injustice, because it is bound to create confrontation, violence and fighting.
Mulana, Anas Saab ne bhi comment bheja hai ki, Mulana, the most important point that was mentioned in today's talk is that judge Islam according to Quran and Sunnah and not as per the Muslim practice. Mulana, why is it that when it comes to organ donation, Muslims say that it is not permissible in Islam? What are their basis? What is their premise? That why do they say that organ donation is not allowed?
There is a hadith that musla is not allowed in Islam. So they take musla in that term. They say that article of duration is a musla. But it is wrong. Because musla means disfigurement. And article of duration is not disfigurement. It is an honorable, is a very respectable act. It is not musla. It is not disfigurement. So it is a misunderstanding that they equate musla to organ donation. That is completely wrong.
What you have explained, you have given us a new perspective about organ donation. When you said that it is not musla, it is not a disfigurement, it is sarkar darya. So, in a way, you have rediscovered, you have redefined the teachings of Islam. From the same source, you have interpreted or you have come out with a positive thing. Now, Maulana, what is the formula of it? How should we see things in a positive manner? Why it's only you who is able to see the positive side, whereas other people only follow the what is mentioned in the text? Why they have not been able to understand it? It's current, implement in current situation, current context.
According to my experience, people generally live in bias, in complex, in the psychology of reaction. To do this kind of psychology, they fail to see things in the right way. I am free of bias. I have no complex against anyone. I see things objectively. So I am able to think in the right way. There is a hadith that Allahumma aranal ashya kamahya. It is dua. Allahumma aranal ashya kamahya. O God, see me things as it is. So it is also a character of Muslims to think objectively, as it is. So I have developed this kind of thinking. I have no bias, no reaction, no degree thought, no prejudices. So I am able to see things in the right way. I can see things from its right angle. This is the reason.
So, Maulana, are you saying that it is natural that people get fall prey of biases? So, let's say if somebody has born in a Muslim family, learned the tradition and culture from his parents. So, whenever he or she thinks about anything, there are biases. So, it is important for a person to remove those biases and see things objectively.
Yes, you are right. All these things are due to conditioning. So, if you decondition your mind, then you can see things in the right way. Conditioning is the problem.
Maulana Kaleem saab ne ek bheja hai. क्वेश्चन उन्होंने लिखा है वन ऑफ माय फ्रेंड्स फ्रॉम पाकिस्तान टोल्ड मी दैट नॉन मुस्लिम्स देर आर रिफ्यूजिंग टू टेक कुरान फॉर द फियर ऑफ देम बीइंग अक्यूज्ड ऑफ डेसिक्रेटिंग इट व्हाट डू यू से अबाउट दिस
इफ इट इज दैट इज वेरी रॉन्ग इट इज एनी द ब्लेम गोज टू मुस्लिम्स Why Muslims have created such an atmosphere? In India it is not. This kind of fear you can fight in India. But if it is in Pakistan, then the blame goes to Muslims. It is It is duty of Muslim to remove this kind of misconception.
मौलाना अब्दुल बासित साहब ने भी कुछ भेजा है कमेंट. मौलाना आपने जो बात कही कि आजादी राय हर इंसान का हक है, मैं ये समझता था कि इस दुनिया में सिर्फ हक बोलने वाले के लिए बोलने का हक, अगर कोई गलत बोले तो उसको बोलने मत दो. लेकिन आपको पढ़ने से और आपकी तकरीर सुनने के बाद जहन खुला कि हक खुला कि गलत बोलने वाले की आजादी खत्म नहीं करनी है बल्कि उसकी गलत फहमी दूर करनी है.
He is right. He is right.